and Theme from a Summer Place introduces the 15th programme in our series, Malta Memories. I'm Mike Roberts, continuing in our nostalgic journey through the years, 1964 to 1972, via the ordinary events and the ordinary people of Malta, over a total of 17 programmes, helped, of course, as usual, by the popular music of the time. And this week we begin a brand new year, 1971. A year that began on January the 3rd with the Sunday Times of Malta costing an additional 2 pennies when it went on sale that day at 8 pence in Old Sterling. And a new block of flats overlooking Berzibuja Bay went on sale too, with each boasting 3 bedrooms and 2 bathrooms for a mere £3,500, priced again in that same Old Sterling currency. The Prime Minister officially opened the new Law Courts in Valletta, built on the site of the former Auberge d'Auvergne, destroyed by enemy bombing during the war. Well-known entertainer Rolf Harris visited Malta to help with the design of the interior decorations of Bourguiba's newest nightclub, Caesars, to be opened later in the year. And the continuing industrial unrest at Malta Dry Docks that had depleted work for 2 months was causing great concern, with the worry that future ship owners would take a long time to renew their confidence in the work quality. However, one group was looking very positive to the future when the Teens and Twenties Talent Trust planted 200 trees at Marfa. Musically, a group called The Mixtures crept into second place in the charts with this. The Pushbike Song from The Mixtures. As the year got underway, so did the gales, causing havoc along the coast, with the wreckage of boats and other craft littering Sleamer Strand. On a calmer day, the heads of the 3 British services in Malta planted trees at New Gardens near Zabar Gate. The site, once a services establishment, was to be called the Services Grove. The eminent historian Sir Hannibal Scicluna was hailed as he approached his 91st birthday as the one person responsible for the international reputation enjoyed by Malta's National Library, a testimony I can readily support from my own many hours of researching the historical material for this series, at the National Library in Valletta, and that you're hearing now. And, of course, the music for this series has to be researched too, in order to select recordings from the years we're covering. But that's made a little easier because they all come from my own personal music library. Here are two examples for the price of one, from 1971.
Got my hair, got my head, got my brains, got my ears, got my eyes, got my nose, got
Rod Stewart and Maggie May, followed by Nina Simone and Ain't Got No, I Got Life. Back to life on Malta, though. 16-year-old Josette Pantelaresco of Valletta was enjoying a little fame, too, when she was chosen as the 1971 Queen Carnival. Restoration work was begun on the bastion walls of Valletta, Floriana and Cotonera. Figures released showed that the arrival of tourists was down on previous years after years of spectacular progress. The Ministry of Trade, Industry and Agriculture opened a new Malta Craft Centre at St John's Square, Valletta, and the House of Representatives was dissolved on April 24th, preparatory to the holding of new elections. The novelty song continued to appear in the early 70s as the decade continued its struggle to find a new musical identity, like this from the Piglets.
What's he like, Mavis?
He's a real tasty geezer. He's grown his hair a bit, but it's smooth, not too long. And he wears a baseball shirt with a number 17 on. He looks great in his big white basketball boots. He's stupid over football and he looks me in the eye when he shoots. Reggae, reggae, reggae. Here comes Johnny Reggae. Johnny Reggae, reggae, lay it on me. Johnny Reggae, Johnny Reggae, Reggae, lay it on me.
Johnny Reggae from the Piglets. I wonder what ever happened to them. In the Malta Philatelic Exhibition Essay Competition, the Minister for Education presented the Junior Section First Prize to David Vassallo of St. Aloysius College, Burkakara, and in the Senior Section to Marteza Camilleri of Maria Regina Grammar School. The Valletta Civic Committee approved the proposal to hold an annual commemoration of the laying of Valletta's foundation stone on March 28, 1566. The first commemoration was anticipated as 1972. Anita Lever and her husband of Senglare finally completed the restoration of an old Mithna, Maltese for windmill, in Attard, now converted into a working studio. Mrs. Lever held a one-day exhibition of her works there to celebrate the completion. A group of seven students from Paula's Secondary Technical School left for Germany to train with a German industrial company, returning ultimately to Malta to work in the company's Maltese subsidiary. And a new 6 days-a-week ferry service between Malta and Sicily began with the car ferry Igadi, capable of transporting 300 passengers and 40 cars. Back to the popular music scene, and one of the most played recordings of 1971 was this from Nielsen.
No, I can't forget this evening. guess that's just the way the story goes. You always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows. Yes, it shows. No, I can't forget tomorrow when I think of all my sorrow. Well, I had you there, but then I let you go. And now it's only fair that I should let you know what you should know. Oh, I can't live if living is without you. I can't live, I can't give in.
Without You from Nielsen. The month of May began with a heat wave as temperatures soared to 90 degrees Fahrenheit, accompanied by warm, sticky winds. 294 steel ballot boxes, first used in the 1966 election, were sealed and stored in the strong room of Knights Hall, Valletta, ready for ultimate distribution to the island's polling stations. 161 candidates were nominated to contest the forthcoming general election on June 12th, 13th and 14th. Previously reported poor tourist figures were reversed with the news that April's figures were up by 18%. And as Gozo resident and distinguished writer Nicholas Montserrat announced that he was writing a book about Malta's war years, from a civilian's perspective, Malta finally went to the polls. And enjoying a place in the popular music charts just about this time was Dawn, with this hit, Knock Three Times.
Hey girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling,
knock three times
on the ceiling if you want me. I adored you, and only in my dreams did that fall.
answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you'll meet me in the hallway. Oh, twice on the pine means you ain't gonna show.
Dawn and Knock Three Times. Well, with the election over, the people of the Maltese Islands now look to the future a little differently, perhaps, because they'd elected a new government and a new Prime Minister. The month of June continued with members of the Teens and Twenties Talent Trust again making their presence known by placing nesting boxes in the trees at St. Anton Gardens, highlighting the importance of birds and trees in a busy urban environment. Maltese helicopter crewman Flight Sergeant Rick Gallione, serving with the Royal Air Force, was awarded the Queen's Commendation for his part in the hazardous rescue of an injured cliff climber in southwest England. Back in Malta, his parents in Mostar were enjoying a modest pride in their son's bravery. The half year came to a close with the first ever performance of a Sonny Lumiere in Malta, at St. Elmo. And over the airwaves and from all the music stores, Barry Ryan could be heard singing this. Barry Ryan, Can't Let You Go, closing the first half of 1971 for us. I'll be back next week to move us through the rest of the year in Malta, historically and musically. In the meantime, if you'd like to comment, then please do so. As I've said many times before, on email, it's Mike Roberts, MikeRoberts, at Firenet, Firenet, dot WS, WS World Service. Or by writing, if you prefer, care of this station. Do join me on radio or online. Until then, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.